My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. We are conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
I've been here since I was 5 years old, so I'm native.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Oh, I see the survey's already started. What are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans, sir?
What do I like in the culture?
Culture, okay.
And the people.
Culture, the money, work, people. Okay, let's introduce that in order. Okay. The people.
Does anybody ever say?
Yes, sir. What you were saying?
Never mind.
What are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
The infrastructure and the heat.
Okay, the heat, the weather itself, okay, weather and infrastructure, you say, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Weather.
Well, it's not the weather in general, because I like it in the wintertime.
Okay, so would you say the flooding, hurricanes, and storms, would that do it?
That'll do it, yeah.
Okay, very well. And you say the infrastructure, do you refer to the conditions of the street or lack of affordable housing?
Streets.
Okay, conditions of the street then. Thank you. Moving on, sir. Thank you. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? The financial ability of you, your family, to handle a major unexpected expense. Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, neutral,
very
little
satisfied,
or not at all? Very satisfied. Yep. Excellent.
Yes.
What you pay for food and household goods, how satisfied are you about that?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. How about safety from property crime?
Very unsatisfied.
So, little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Not at all. The availability of affordable housing.
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Equal economic opportunities for people like you. How satisfied are you about that?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. The monthly costs for electricity and water?
Somewhat satisfied. I really don't have anything to compare it to. Yeah.
Okay, very well. The preparation public charter schools students are receiving for college or careers, how satisfied would you say you are about that?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
A little dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay. What you pay for housing, mortgages, or rents?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. And safety from violent crime, how satisfied are you about that?
Not at all.
Not at all satisfied. Okay, that's a big issue. Huh? Very well, let's move on. Thank you, sir. Have any of the following been not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? The health of you or a family member? Has that been significant?
Very significant. Very significant.
Oh, very significant, okay. Your ability to get around your community and the city, had that been a sort of source of stress for you?
Yes. Significant.
Significant, somewhat significant?
Significant.
Not very significant? Somewhat
no,
significant.
Significant. Very significant.
Very significant, okay. The safety of you or family members?
Very significant.
Very significant. Meeting monthly household expenses.
That's not a problem at all.
Not at all significant then.
No.
Is that correct? Okay.
That's correct.
And your job stability.
I'm retired.
So it's not a very significant source of stress for you.
Yes.
Is that correct? Or
not at all.
Or somewhat
not at all significant.
Not at all.
Not at all significant.
Okay. Very well. Let's move on, sir. Thank you. Now let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, somewhat confidence, very little confidence, in the mayor and the city council accomplishing the following. Making the city safer. Do you think, would you say that you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, little confidence, or not at all?
Little confidence.
Very little confidence. Creating a more better paying jobs in the city. Would they be able to accomplish that, the mayor and the city council? How confident are you?
Little confidence.
Little confidence. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. Improving garbage collection in the city?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat, okay. Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. Let's pray for that. Improving the city's street and traffic lights?
Little confidence.
Little confidence, okay. That's the one you mentioned at the beginning, okay, very well. In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Good job.
It's a good job, okay. Thank you, sir. Now I would like you to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Less, but less.
Somewhat less?
Somewhat less, yes.
Okay, thank you. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Could it be the transportation, employment opportunities, lack of access to mental health or social services, release on bail for violent crimes, housing, not enough police officers, personal or family problems, too many guns, or education opportunities?
Too many guns.
Too many guns, that's one. You can choose one or two more if you want, sir. You
okay.
can choose as many.
Too many guns, lack of opportunities, and poor social services.
Employment opportunities, do you mean?
Yes.
Okay. And a lack of access to mental health and social services? None. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's move on. For each of the following, tell me if you think it would be very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. One suggestion is providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth. Would you say that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
I think very effective.
Very effective. Increasing the police presence in your community.
Somewhat effective.
Providing counseling and social services for parents and adults.
Very effective.
Very effective. Create more opportunities for job training.
Very effective.
Thank you, sir. Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes.
I'm sorry, you cut out there?
Yes. Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes. How effective that might be?
I'm neutral.
Neutral, okay. Better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing.
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Almost done. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful a strategy to create more quality affordable housing in New Orleans. The first suggestion is build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable spaces. Would you say that would be very helpful, somewhat helpful? Yes, sir?
Very helpful. Very helpful.
Next one is create adult co-living communities for people to live together.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums.
Very helpful.
And create more home ownership and financing classes.
Very helpful.
And build accessory dwelling units on an existing property.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Thank you, sir. For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that.
Strongly agree, sir? Okay.
Yes.
The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you.
No, let me change that. Let me change that. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Very well, sir. Let me get back there. Somewhat agree. Okay. Almost done. I'm going to read you the name of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve or strongly approve. The Sewerage and Water Board, do you approve or disapprove of them?
I approve, somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. The New Orleans City Council?
Somewhat approve.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. And the New Orleans Police Department?
Neutral.
Neutral, thank you. Moving on. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. First statement says, the quality of life for me and my family will improve. Would you agree or disagree with that statement, or are you neutral?
I'm neutral.
Neutral. I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life, better than their parents. Agree or disagree?
Kind of neutral on that.
Neutral, very well. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. Agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Income. Stop me at the ranch with which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, more than $100,000.
More than.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
61 and above.
Thank you, sir. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school, a high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate, graduate or professional school.
College graduate.
College graduate. Thank you. Do you own or rent your home, sir?
Own.
Own, thank you. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
No, no children, okay. Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. What is the primary mode of transportation? What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Own a car, public transportation, rideshare, bicycle, motorcycle, or use a friend or relative car?
Own a car.
Own a car, thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Very patient of you. Much appreciated. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.